You know, we have taken the enemy, as you were talking about, Satan's tempting Jesus and saying he took him to the high place and said, here, look at all the kingdoms and power. I can give you this. The enemy can deliver the present day things of the world in pretty high order. He can deliver. He can make you look good on this earth. He can deliver you the kingdoms of the world, and they can look real good, materialistic. The flip side of it oftentimes is that if we move into the kingdom of God, a lot of times we think we can't possess the land or have anything here. It's almost like we take the Beatitudes, and this is one of the most tragic things that we often take to the Beatitudes. It's like, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, or, you know, blessed are the persecuted. When you're persecuted, you know, yours is the kingdom of God, and the poor in spirit, yours is the kingdom of God. And we actually, we immediately take it erroneously, the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, over into another set of rules. And so now we're going to act poor in spirit. Are we going to go out and try to see if we can't get persecuted so we're going to be blessed? And we try to create trouble, and God knows a lot of people are good at it. And a lot of people are real good about going around and acting humble. But there's another big mistake we make there, and that is that oftentimes people think as a believer, it's almost like you take a vow of poverty, you can't have anything. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus says all things are under his feet, they can be under our feet, and we can have all things richly to enjoy, but you can't enjoy riches or anything unless you've got the riches of the kingdom in us. Because the riches of this world will take your heart captive if you don't have the riches and fullness of the kingdom. But if you have the king in place, you can enjoy everything around you richly and enjoy it, which means there's not a thing wrong with having the things of this world if you keep them under your feet. You know, I get really amused sometimes because I've watched these camps divide up, and there'll be people talking about how God wants to bless you and you're going to prosper, and so they name it something. Well, that's the prosperity gospel. Well, then pretty soon you have to start defending it, so you become prosperity gospel preachers. I've often wondered, do we just need to have a poverty gospel where we're going to preach the poverty gospel? Well, you come believe, well, you'll all be poor. Man, God will really be pleased with you. It gets to be nonsensical. The fact is, Beth, that if we are full of him, and living in his fullness and kingdom, we can have a beautiful home and the home not have us. But you can have a shack and put a glorious home in that shack.
Yes.
You don't have kingdom life measured ever with a monetary standard.
No.
Nor do you have it limited by any monetary standard. Do you understand what I just said? You don't limit the blessings of God by any material or monetary measure. I know some people that have what we would call on this earth great wealth, but they are full of the glory of God. They're not full of greed. We know that greed drives many people into an early grave and into a miserable existence on planet earth and hurts a lot of people. But being blessed and being prosperous, you know, it's interesting that over and over in the Old Testament, every time the judgment of God came and then he said he's going to bless them and pour out rain, he said they'll again grow grain, I'll make up to you for the years the locusts ate. God has no, he is in no way objecting to a nation like the United States or anything having some kind of prosperity where out of the wealth of the abundance of wise decisions and blessings of God, we can bless poor people all over the world. That's kingdom life.
That's right.
We don't
That's
all
right.
have to go around and live like paupers and think we're spiritual. Nor do you think I'm more spiritual because I got a bigger house or a nicer car than you. That's nonsense. Some of the most spiritual people I know don't have any kind of car. They don't even have a bicycle. They're missionaries, and they're full of the glory of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean I've got to go and have no car and not even have a bicycle and walk everywhere in order to look godly. That's where the Pharisees made the big mistake, and the religious people through the ages are thinking, I keep a system of rules, and I qualify for kingdom life. Not so. It's the grace of God working in us, as you said in earlier sessions, where you stand amazed at the revelation of God, not only to you, but through you. You have a situation where you think, oh, I'd come unglued, and all of a sudden you say, who is this that showed up? Where did this calmness and this peace come from? That's kingdom life, right?
That's right. That's right. That I love that peace and joy we were talking about, that righteousness, peace, and joy that comes with the power of the kingdom that is in us. I felt like not long ago God gave me such a picture of what our joy is like as believers, because this is part of what makes us so contagious and so magnetic to the people around us is our joy in the Holy Spirit, our joy that we have in Christ that's just, that is riches. to us. And when Amanda, my oldest daughter, was expecting her second child, Annabeth, we found out that fairly early on that that she was expecting a girl, and we were just thrilled about that. And I already, from the time we knew she was expecting, I loved the child. But then we found out the child was a girl, and so then I had something to be specific about and the focus of my love. And then we find out what her name is. Well, I have a name to call her, and my love just explodes in my heart. And then she's born, and we just stand over her as she can't even focus on our faces, and we stand over her going, "We love you so much. Do you have any idea how loved you are? Just looking in this precious child's face." And really, she does not even have a clue who we are. I mean, not any of us. I mean, she's not. I mean, really, honestly, you can hardly get her to even lock the same eye in the same direction. You know, early on, it's just like that. But then they hit about 8 weeks old, and suddenly they begin to crack a smile back at you. And there is no feeling like it. And I feel like in a lot of ways, that's what joy is to us in the kingdom.
Absolutely.
It's when all this time God's been going, "Do you have any idea how much I love you? Do you have any idea how much I love you?" And I wonder, James and Betty, if joy is not us smiling back. Mm-hmm. That all this time He's been talking over us and speaking His promises over us. And finally, we begin to focus enough on that face, not a human face, not a teacher's face, mm-hmm. not a preacher's face, the face of God through the reflection of His Word, and we begin to smile back. Mm. And let me tell you, the world reacts to that kind of joy. They want whatever it is. I can't tell you how many times my staff and I at a restaurant have been asked what we were drinking. And it was just the Holy Spirit's all. That's all it is. But somebody wants, "Whatever you're having, I want that." And that's how we want it to be. I love these words. Everything we've been talking about keeps reminding me of these words. It's so tender from the mouth of Christ. And somebody listening today just needs tenderness spoken over them. And I want you to hear the tone of this in Luke 12:32, as Christ said to His disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." What would it mean to you today to know that God is pleased to give you this part in His kingdom? What would it mean to you today to know that He was saying to you, "You do not need to be afraid, my little flock. It pleases me." Could you know, could you come to that realization today in the power that only He can give you, that you are that loved and that prioritized, and that it pleases Him to do this for you? Wouldn't it be something if we could get that all the way in under our skin? Because remember, this is a kingdom that lives within us, within us. We can't necessarily see it sitting on our heads when we're staring in the mirror. But I believe with all of my heart that everyone in the heavenlies, all of the heavenly hosts, I believe we are marked, and it shows that there is a kingdom conferring on our foreheads that says, "Holy to the Lord," and that it is obvious who belongs to Him, and that this kingdom has been conferred to us. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom.
You know, you get up sometimes, Betty, and you've even typed this into your iPad, I know, but Ephesians 3.
It wasn't working tonight.
But you've typed this into the iPad, but it's there in Ephesians 3, the passage you love. You read it and tell us why it means
so much. Ready to interrupt you.
Oh, do it.
This has become very special to me. It's in Ephesians 3, starting with verse 14. "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the Creator of everything in heaven and on earth. Pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand." And this is the part that really gets me. "As all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God."
That says it all.
While you were talking a moment ago about just the love and expressions, and again, I am a I'm a pet lover, and I love our little dog. I mean, Princess is, she's so cute. And I'm going to ask the Lord, why'd you give us dogs? And it's just like he answered. And by the way, I think we can have conversational relationships with God. Now, that's just my opinion. I think we know his written word so well that we know the God of the word talking to us. And it'll always be in harmony with not only his heart, but his word. But it was like he said to me, Beth, it was like he said, I made them so you could understand how much you can love something that's so inferior to you. Mm. So you might better understand just how much that's I love good. You. Well, this little dog, and you were talking about how you were making over this grandchild and just so excited, and it's, you know, and then she can't even focus or anything, but you're just pouring it out. Yes. You know, they can't see, you know, it's kind of like us seeing through a glass darkly. We're kind of clueless. But I get this little dog, and she'll jump up here. Every morning she runs and puts her little paws right here and puts this. Now, she's a dachshund. She's a German dog, but she is a French kisser. She just kissed my face. She just jumps up. But she'll come, and she'll jump right up here. She'll get her little feet right here. Now, I want you to try to picture this. I want you to see this relationship going on here. By the way, she's a glorious greeter, too, when I come home. I really, you know, you're good at seminars for women. I wish Princess could teach a seminar for women to know how to act when their husband comes home. Because she meets me at the door just like this, and I mean, she's so happy. It is joy unspeakable when I come. That'd be a wonderful seminar.
And French kisses.
That's exactly right. Go, bad girl.
I'm just saying.
I think you might help her. You might help her in the seminar.
Yeah.
But anyway, here is this little dog. Now, I want you to try to picture this. Little German dog, little old bitty short legs, like that long, weeny body. That's why they call them wiener dogs. She's real slick, got real long ears and real long nose. And she jumps up here, and I look at her, and I say, Princess, you so pretty. You are the prettiest little thing. You got such pretty eyes. You are, you got such pretty ears, you perk them up. Oh, you just so sweet. You are the prettiest little thing. Now, think about this. And some of you get up here and say, I don't feel very pretty. You know, I don't feel good. But let me tell you what God is. He's just wanting to shout into your spirit. Mm. He's wanting to shout. And see, this little dog, I don't know whether she can understand me. I don't know. I just know I love pouring it out on her. And I oftentimes wonder, because everything she does, she thinks she gets a treat. I give her a treat. The dog goes outside and potties. She doesn't pee on my carpet. I give her a treat. I mean, everything she does, I'm just giving her a treat. Give her a treat. Give her a treat. You know, I mean, just constantly. I don't know that my dog has ever said thank you one time. Ever. Ever. The only yelp I hear is she wants another treat. Just right after I gave her one. You know what she'll do? She'll go to the door, and I open the door, and she'll run right through, and they come right back in. Like she's done her business, you know.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything. I said, you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So then she'll go to the garage door, and she'll run through the garage, come right back in. I said, you didn't do anything. She's playing games.
To get a
treat. Reminds me of the way we are with God. Hey, showed up at church, yeah. But the thing is, God just loves to, he really loves to pour it on us.
Yes,
I don't know. How grateful we are. But here's the thing I'd like you to hear. Please, please, every one of you here. God wants to lavish you with his love. He wants you to know how absolutely beautiful you are, how precious and how important you are to him. How much he loves you. He not only gave his son to die for you, for all, not something good you did, but for every awful thing you ever did and ever will do. He died for you, was buried and raised by the power of God. Get this, not just to go to heaven and wait, but to come back in the person of the Holy Spirit to live his resurrected life in us. And we are to receive that resurrected life. You know what Paul said? He said, count everything lost. And he was righteous. He was a Pharisee. He was Jew. He had the royal race, royal priesthood. He was a Benjaminite. He had everything in order, and he said, I count it all loss for the surpassing value of knowing this love and this resurrection power, the power of his resurrection life now, not just in the future, now in me. Christ in us, Paul said, the hope of glory, the hope of releasing the glory of the presence of the one and only Almighty God. That will make the kingdom imprint, the imprint of Almighty God on everything around us. And that light will illuminate the way to correct errors that need to be set right and in place, to help us turn from evil we couldn't even see because of the brightness of that light. This is what God is inviting you into, and to literally go through life leaning not on your understanding, not gathering around some other truth or teacher, but the truth, the teacher, being expressed through many gifted people who have been planted to build us up into the fullness of the stature of Christ. And you need to hear His love for you, how valuable, how important you are, not only to Him, but to His purpose, so that you can also show others how much He loves them. That's why we're here. That's what the kingdom is. And that's what all of you have been invited into. Receiving Him as King, releasing that power of His presence and His reality in us, the very real world, His world, and allowing that river of life to flow. And everywhere a river flows, life springs up. I pray you're being blessed, and I pray you will get the entire series, 5 sessions, God's Kingdom in You, Living in His Presence in the Present. Now understand, we are born from above, born again from above. It is a spiritual experience. The grace that we receive, not in membership with a church organization, not Protestant, Catholic, not whatever ism you may find yourself in, but being born from above, the grace of God that we receive is the grace that not only enables us to be forgiven and have a new life, but it's the grace that continually conforms us to the image of Christ, transforming us by the renewing of our minds. This is the power of God's Word. In other words, when you receive this divine seed in spiritual birth that will ultimately produce this river of life that is to flow freely. Freely we've received, freely we release it. We release the river of life, and life springs up. So that when you've been born from above, and that grace has been received, truly born from above, again, not membership, relationship, that grace continues its transforming effect. So the seed takes root, and we're to be rooted and grounded in love, and the root produces the fruit as we receive the light and water. The light of His presence, the water of His Word. All of these truths that God has shared with us, and we're going to be sharing the basics of life for many, many months. But what we're offering you is 5 sessions to begin to understand living in His presence in the present, not waiting for heaven. In heaven, there's no challenge. In heaven, there's no enemy. There's no death, no disease. No reason to put on the whole armor of God and be more than conquerors. God wants to show each one of us as believers, and that's what we've joined together to do, in a series to help literally see you begin to live in the gravity of kingdom atmosphere and breathe in the reality of God and release the river of life. I'm asking you right now to go to the phone or go online and request the series. We're going to send you the 5-part series along with Jim Hilton's book, The Supernatural Skyline, Where Heaven Touches Earth. This is the man that just sort of walked into my life and opened kingdom reality, which I'd been a part of for so many years, didn't know how to share it adequately. And that led to what we're teaching and sharing and what Beth has joined with us in. And I'm telling you, it is transforming. We will send you the CDs and the book for your gift of $40. You may want to add something to that to help us care for others. $10 will feed a child for the next several months. 20 will feed 2, 30 will feed 3. So when you ask for something that will help you, also consider reaching beyond yourself and changing someone else's life with the love of God. If you'd like to have it on DVD, we're asking for a gift of $90. You'll get the DVD series, all 5 sessions, and the CDs along with the book. This would be a tremendous, not only study for you and your family, but perhaps for your church groups or your own Bible study group. Go to the phone right now and request this series. I can promise you, you're going to begin a whole new way of living beyond anything you ever imagined, but not beyond God, right in the center of His will.
Introducing God's Kingdom in You, a dynamic new teaching series that will inspire you to live every day in the power and presence of God. Through five dynamic messages, James and Betty Robison, along with best-selling author and teacher Beth Moore, reveal timely insights concerning your role in the kingdom of God. The kingdom is now, and God wants to use you to express His love and reveal His power like never before. James and Beth share ways you can pierce the darkness of this world, how you can release the transforming power of His kingdom in your life and to the world around you. It all starts with God's kingdom in you. You can live in His presence in the present.
God's Kingdom in You series is just an awesome, awesome series.
The kingdom of God is now. That joy is available to me now. It's so practical and simple. It's amazing.
Call now to receive the God's Kingdom in You audio series with companion scripture guide. And as a bonus, we will also send you Jim Hilton's new book, The Supernatural Skyline, with your gift of $40 or more. Or request both the video DVD and audio series with scripture guide and book for just $90 or more. God's Kingdom in You is the power for living you've been looking for. Please call, write, or make your gift online.